Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Minute mark on the fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Real quick, Seinfeld did do B-movie. Remember that one?
No.
An animated flick about bumblebees, Doran.
Never seen it.
What's the deal with stingers? He did that one.
Yeah, I've seen it.
And
is this an animated movie?
No.
It's not?
No, the new Seinfeld movie is not an animated movie. It's called, what is it?
I heard he was playing like Tony the Tiger or something.
Not in this.
Okay.
Unless I have not watched enough of the trailer and Seinfeld gets sucked into Tony the Tiger's body or something like that.
Okay.
Which I guess could be a possibility.
Yeah.
The other thing, we were talking about Justin Fields getting traded for the 6th-round pick and how teams didn't want him, blah, blah, blah. Remember, if he plays more than 51% of the snaps, it's a 4th-round pick. So another reason why I don't think Justin Fields is going to start the season as the Steelers' starting quarterback. That music you hear, Mr. Brightside. Usually it means somebody's white girl wasted. On this show, it means it's time for the Bechtold breakdown. Let's go.
That's right. You know what? All right, Crowley, I'm going to throw it right back to you. Yesterday, you came up with the worst possible Pirates lineup dating back to 2000 with the likes of Hoyt Park and Travis Ishikawa and Brandon Moss. Who would be on the best Pirates lineup list since 2000?
Oh, man. I think you just look at the 2013 Pirates and you just take that lineup. With Marlon Byrd and Starling Marte.
They get to throw in Giles.
Oh, yeah. Brian Giles, in three seasons, his three best seasons in Pittsburgh, put up better numbers than McCutchen did in his 2013 MVP season. But everybody was doing it then because of things, because of reasons. But, yeah, I would go, good call by you. Cutchin center, rookie Jason Bay, or just take the best Jason Bay season, put him in left, put Giles in right, Pedro Alvarez at first.
Jack Wilson.
Jack Wilson at short. No offense, Jordy Mercer. Neil Walker at second. Who's the best third baseman?
Brian Hayes.
Keep Brian Hayes.
Oh, yeah, keep Brian Hayes. Major key alert.
Garrett Cole
would be your starting pitcher.
Who's your catcher? Jason Kendall?
Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
Or Russell Martin.
Right.
I'm taking Kendall.
Kendall's going to play every day for you. He'd catch for you 162 days. If there was 163 games, he would catch all 163. All right, there you go. And who's our closer then?
Ooh.
They've had some really good closers.
Jason Grilley, Mark Melanson.
Mark Melanson does it for me personally.
Hammerhand?
Mm-hmm.
David Bednar. Two All-Star games.
I mean, the bullpen, if we just build the full bullpen, that's it right there. It's Shark Tank 2.0. Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what else you got, Bechty?
All right, UConn has won 9 straight NCAA tournament games by 13 or more points. It's by far a new record. The previous was 6. So is UConn on a collision course to win it all? I mean, they're going to play, what, Illinois? And then not have to play North Carolina or Arizona to go to the Final Four? They're going to have to play Alabama or Clemson? What is this, the college football playoff?
They're going to win it all. Yeah, they're winning it all. Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yesterday I heard DeCourcy on with Zeiss, and Zeiss asked DeCourcy, would you take UConn or the field? And that was when there were 16 teams left, so he said he would take the field. Yeah, I'm taking UConn.
All day.
And they might skate to their second consecutive national championship.
Yeah, I'm kind of on that point now, too. UConn's just going to roll over everybody. It's not going to be by 13 or more points. That streak's going to end at some point this tourney, but maybe not until the national championship. All right, the Pirates and Marlins have had some notable players suit up for both teams since the Marlins were established in the 90s. The Bucs were trying to pick on Josh Bell a little bit yesterday, trying to test out his arm a couple of times. So how about some of these other notable former Pirates to play for the Marlins?
John Wehner.
Yes. Also, Bobby Bonilla, who played in the 90s with the Pirates and also the 97 World Series with Miami. Starling Marte was on the Pirates and the Marlins. Did you know Neil Walker played for the Marlins in 2019?
I did not know that.
I forgot.
No, I did not know that either.
I completely forgot about that. Francisco Cervelli also played for the Pirates and the Marlins, 20 games in 2020. Josh Bell, our old pal Jacob Stallings, who's coach to the Pitt basketball team, went swimmingly well. Sean Rodriguez played for the Pirates and then also four games in Miami. Derek Lee and also G.I. Garrett Jones. Who is your most memorable player out of that list?
John Wehner.
Wehner.
Because he comes on with us every week, and he's a wonderful man.
It's always John Wehner.
One more for you, boys.
Yeah.
I mentioned Rod Barajas yesterday because we were coming up with the worst possible Pirates lineup going back to the year 2000. Rod Barajas trotted out there all chubby before the game. He is a field coordinator for the Miami Marlins. Oh.
Tank. Tank right there. Finally, Justin Fields, because we love numbers. He's going to wear number 5, not like Chicago and Ohio State where he wore number 1. The last player to wear number 5 for the Steelers was Tanner Morgan. Remember him and the cup of coffee that he had? Nobody really cares about that. But the last to consistently wear it was Josh Dobbs. But for longer, the longest time that somebody's worn number 5 with the Steelers, Craig Colquitt from 1978 to 1984. So it makes you wonder what happened in 1984. How about Mario Lemieux, drafted by the Penguins? They still played in the Igloo. No one on the current Steelers roster was alive back in 1984. The Steelers quarterback was Mark Malone. He threw more interceptions than he did touchdowns with 17 picks, 16 touchdowns. But how about this? The Steelers won the AFC Central 9-7, despite their quarterback throwing more picks than touchdowns. Some of the best things that happened in 84, the iconic Apple Computers commercial. Remember that from the Super Bowl?
Mm-hmm.
That's played and like shown in history lessons. 84 and 85 had the best movies of probably any generation ever. Beverly Hills Cop, Terminator, Karate Kid, Miami Vice, Ghostbusters, just to name a few. And the top 5 songs were When Doves Cry by Prince, What's Love Got to Do with It, Tina Turner, Say, 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 Paul McCartney, Michael Jackson, Footloose by Kenny Loggins, Against All Odds by Phil Collins, and the bonus, Dancing in the Dark by Bruce Springsteen, was 14 in the year 1984.
That's Bechtold's breakdown.
Yes. Good job, Bechty.
That was good stuff there, Bechtold.
I was negative 17.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.